This is Audible.
Audible Studios presents The Wind and the Willows by Kenneth Graham. Adapted for audio by Dina Gregory. Prologue, present day.
Do you really think they're ready for it, Ratty?
Yes, Mole. The world has changed quite a bit.
Take it from a badger. Everything and nothing changes.
Well, motor cars have certainly changed. I mean, no more poop poop. More like beep beep, beep beep.
Oh, do stop, Toad.
But will it not still shock them to think of a mole, such as myself, up and abandoning her way of life in less than a moment out of nothing more than a fit of curiosity?
You'd had it with the cleaning, as far as I can remember, old girl.
Quite, Badger. And what about you, Ratty, with your pistols and swords? You, Toad, with your transportational obsessions? Not to mention your scrapes with the law. Well, they surely won't know what to make of it.
Why even not? I mean, by the gift of nature, I'm bigger than any Mr. Toad. Braver and smarter, too.
A toad is a toad is a toad.
When first he told our story, readers wouldn't have stood for it. Back then, they were apt to think of us as mothers and housewives.
Not thieves and gadabouts.
That's why he turned us into chaps.
And a jolly good group of chaps we were too, although he did bungle a few things. I, for one, would never have disguised myself as a washerwoman.
The wide world may have changed, but Lady Toad has not.
And I believe the wide world is ready.
Oh, Ratty old girl. You are the one with the brains. It would be nice to tell it again. The right way.
Well, I say let's give it to them.
Yes, yes. They'll enjoy a return trip. Let's take them back to the river. To messing about in boats, to bygone days. We did have some good old fun.
Adventures enough to last a lifetime.
And they did.
If they don't like it, they'll always have that other version.